Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, back on the show. Dr. Bill is a 17-and-a-half-year member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. Former head of the entire business school at Temple. Why can I not say? I don't know why I can't get Temple University in Philadelphia, folks. For a long time over there, longer than that, he's been the chief economist at the NFIB, and he's the guy who's been the purveyor of the gold standard for small business indexing for 40 something years, and he's our good friend Bill. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure to have you back. And November was a little bit of a skitter, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, it actually surprised me to see it, pick up like that. Holy mackerel. But it's,
The overall index was up nicely, but there were some skitters in the middle there, too, though, right?
Well,
Some sideways?
Well, there's always some of those. I mean,
yeah.
8 of the 10 components of the index went up. And
that's good.
And the ones that went down, were like down only a point, so except for the job openings number. Now, that did fall 5 points from the record high last month of 35% down to 30%. So that leaves it still at one of the highest readings we've ever seen, in that particular component. So
what is the as you look back on the year 17? How does it compare? Would you call this a record year in the history of the index?
Well, certainly up there. I mean, the index that we got last month is just a half a point lower than the all-time record high of 108 set in July of 1983, and that predated or that anticipated that wonderful expansion that went all the way to 1990 with GDP growth averaging 4% per year in real terms.
Wow.
And with 650,000 to 700,000 jobs a quarter being created compared to only 450,000 in this last expansion, or the one we're still in from 2009. So, I mean, it was, it anticipated a great run in the economy. I'd love to say that this one will do the same thing, anticipates the same thing. My major caveat is that there's a big difference between the timing. In 1983, we were just coming out of a terrible recession period, that 80-82 period.
Back-to-back recessions.
Right, where we had, 10% plus unemployment again. But so when we started in 83, we had a huge amount of excess capacity in the manufacturing sector and in the labor markets and so on. Whereas in this case, we've been growing for, just not well, but we've been growing for the past 8-9 years, just pretty punitively.
Yeah, just
I'm not sure we have the same, amount of coal to throw into the fire, but it looks like it'll be good. And if the government gets out of the way, like the tax bill that we got and so on, we can still have some nice growth. It may not be 4% a quarter on average, or 4.5% like it was in 83, but we could have solid growth. If we stayed above 3 for a while, that would be terrific.
Well, but are you surprised that we're not going to get to 3 this year?
I mean, for the whole year?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised because the first quarter was only 1.2, so it was
hard. Yeah, it
was
rough. It was hard to recover from that. But are you a little surprised that we've had this kind of near record optimism, even though the economy is going to only be about 2.75% this year?
Yeah, but it's been accelerating. See, we're going from one and change in the first quarter to close to 4 this quarter.
So the fourth quarter is going to be closer to 4%?
Yeah, 3.5 to 4, I think.
Okay, good.
And that momentum, they feel the momentum because they're making it, they're creating it.
Right.
And so that makes them feel good. And then they see the tax code coming, which will actually change their cash flows and profitability and all those good things.
But I think this speaks to a little bit of the animal spirits of Main Street to me, Bill, because optimism has been up all year. Even when the first half of the year the economy wasn't all that great, it took longer for Main Street to feel the effects of the economy, more than Wall Street. And the idea that we still had this kind of optimism all year long, and we're willing to wait on the actual numbers. I just think that speaks to the animal spirits and the overall optimism of entrepreneurs in general.
Sure. Well, entrepreneurs are opportunists. You know, they look for chances to grow and expand their business. And the heavy blanket of government regulation over the past 8 years has dulled that.
Yep.
And now that it looks like the blankets are being pulled back, the regulatory changes have been really important, and they're very widespread.
Right.
It's not like seeing a tax rate cut mm-hmm. that affects everybody. It's all industry by industry as yep. the different heads of the departments down in Washington roll back the regs. You know, that's been making them feel good all year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.